Within our species, there are degrees of soul consciousness. The significance of the evolution of responsibility is that each human being moves through levels of responsibility on its way to wholeness. In other words, as a soul chooses to learn the lesson of responsibility, it will find itself incarnating into an atmosphere of more potential impact upon the species. The personality must also come to agree with what the soul has chosen. If you are not consciously ready, you will not be put into a position to impact many for the protection of your own soul. A soul that is new to the human experience, for example, a soul that has evolved from the animal kingdom and is beginning its journey of human evolution, although there are very few of them at this point, begins within a certain frequency range and for its own protection incarnates into a limited sphere of human life. It may incarnate into a remote region so that it can have a gentle life familiarizing itself with the human physical experience. As it becomes more adept at the human sensory system, at human intelligence, at the connection between the soul and body energy and what is expected within a human incarnation, its capacity to move and incarnate into more responsible centers of activity increases. Center of activity does not mean the presence of a city or a university, but an activity of karmic proportion. In other words, a person that is living in a remote area in which the temptations of life and the definitions of good and evil are far more clear, in which there are not as many temptations, is not in the same karmic center as a soul that has chosen to incarnate as one who would have a larger sphere of influence within a family, or a community, or a nation. A soul's center of activity refers to the degree of expansion of its karmic influence and its energy influence. A soul needs to be more advanced to handle the possibilities that come from the expansion of its karmic energy influences. This is the significance of the evolution of responsibility.